the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome. This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, you can email us at udocs@gmail.com. Question, advice, we get questions for guests that we have on the show at the time the guest is on the show, which is pretty neat, and we get these questions on as quickly as we can to get you an answer from the guest. Anyway, udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download an app or use it on the web. When you go to the computer, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 20 minutes past the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not. Among the topics he'll talk about today, an acid spill at a fracking site in Oklahoma. Childhood brain cancer could be linked to a dad's solvent exposure. There's a new study out, and I think this is the one I want to hear about, that energy drinks and liquor means more drinking. And also, there's new information out that fingers...
You know, I could have bet you wanted to hear that one, Joe.
Yeah, that's my... I'll pick the topic today to lead, if you don't mind. And a new study fingers certain birth control pills as breast cancer risk. So Dr. Gary Ginsberg, we'll see if we can do a Real Age Tip of the Week before the end of this hour. Okay, so Cheesecake Factory, and we have a location here in Central New York, and the typical wait time for a table at the Cheesecake Factory here is anywhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours. And they just won an award for the unhealthiest meal offered by any restaurant, the Brûléed French Toast Cheesecake, the most unhealthy meal anywhere in the country. Almost 3,000 calories, 380 more than the maximum daily intake for an entire day. You could equate it to eating 14 slices of frozen home-style French toast stuffed with 2.5 tubs of Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese. Did anybody gain 5 pounds just by hearing me say that? It includes 95 grams of saturated fat, 2,200 milligrams of sodium, and 24 teaspoons of sugar in one meal, in one plate.
Actually, you know, what I didn't see on here, Joe,
yeah,
was my favorite, which is the Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, this
which
is
has 3,400 calories in an appetizer.
Didn't make the top list?
It didn't make the top nine.
Wow.
So this was the top nine of the worst foods.
Mm-hmm.
Red Robin Gourmet Burgers included the A1 peppercorn burger with bacon, a monster salted caramel milkshake, and an order of steak fries, which together, 3,540 calories, the most of any meal. It also included 69 grams of saturated fat and 6,280 milligrams of sodium. You'd need a brisk 12-hour walk, that is, Joe, to burn it off.
And if you think you can work it off by swimming, you better be Michael Phelps, because to neutralize the calories from this Brûléed French Toast Cheesecake, you'd have to swim laps for 7 hours.
Doesn't sound
just wrong.
Now, we're going to have a story that we're going to lead with in the next half hour.
Yeah.
And that is 400,000 told you not to drink the water in Toledo, Ohio this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's the story. Since I live near Toledo, that's the story we should lead with in the second half hour, second quarter of this hour, actually. When Gary Ginsberg comes on, because he's going to talk about what's toxic in that water. Don't drink it if you're near Toledo.
Now, just finishing up on this Cheesecake Factory Award, most of the damage in this particular menu item comes from the custard-like filling in the bread, plus the 1/4 cup of butter-infused syrup. I mean, they just took everything and they threw it into a pile and put it together, cooked it, and take it out to the table. That is insane. Totally insane.
Well, it does have a lot of calories.
And, no kidding.
And you can see that the calories are not just in the main thing. If you just had, if you just concerned the calories in the bread, the three slices of bread, which totaled 360 calories. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't what gave you the calories. You got 10 times as much from the stuff that came with it. And the syrup was a, boy, that's a, the, it's a huge amount of butter in the maple syrup.
How many tubs
and sugar.
Of, how many tubs of cream cheese? 2.5 tubs of Philadelphia cream cheese. Now, this is the response, to be fair, response from Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory says its restaurants offer a range of options from low to high calorie dishes. Many of our guests come in and want to celebrate and not be concerned with calories.
Others they aren't concerned with health, apparently, either.
No, well.
And maybe Cheesecake should offer a morgue special.
You know, others, she goes on to say, others want to share their dish, and we love it when guests share. That's a great sign that our portions are generous. That's a good thing, right? And a large percentage of the guests.
Well, this week you should share with 10 friends.
Yeah. And would it be okay with 10 people?
Well, you might share, if as long as you don't share spoons, then 10 people could have this and you'd stay under the sugar and saturated fat limit probably for each person.
You know, one good
actually,
thing...
Actually, you need, actually, for to share this one on saturated fat, you'd need 24 friends to share it with.
Now, one good thing about eating healthy, if you're a good healthy eater, you eat healthy food. One good thing is you probably can get a seat quickly in a healthy food restaurant because there's never any lines. You go to Cheese Factory, it's a two-hour wait. You go to a healthy food restaurant, maybe I'll walk right in. You don't have to wait in the lobby with that red thing that flashes when they tell you your table is ready. So there's an additional advantage, I guess, to eating healthy there, too. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Since we're on fat people, childhood obesity, Dr. Mike, is it being taken seriously enough?
Well, apparently not, because it's still increasing. It's being taken seriously by the CDC. It's being taken seriously by Robert Wood Johnson and by a lot of people. But it's not a cosmetic issue because it does relate to overweight when you get older. It does relate to early type 2 diabetes. You know, never was that we'd see type 2 diabetes in under people under the age of 21. Now you see 5% of kids age 12 have type 2 diabetes. So it's unbelievable, if you will. And the percentage of obese is now between 12 and 19 has gone from 5% to 21% since 1980. So we have 21% of the people under the age of 19 are now clinically obese. And it affects all of us. Obviously, you know, I keep saying this, and pretty soon we're going to have to do something serious about this because this is an issue with America's competitiveness. It's an issue of can we fund our healthcare system and at the same time fund education, fund defense, and fund social programs. And if you look at 2050, type 2 diabetes, largely caused by obesity, uses up the entire federal budget. If you say we're going to spend 21%, we're going to get taxed at 21% of our GDP, which is what it is now. So if you don't change taxes, the entire budget, you have nothing for defense. You have nothing for, in fact, social programs. You have nothing for education. If we, and that's just whatever it is, it's 36 years from now. So we've got to do something to reverse this. So, Joe, it is both physical activity and it is these foods that we cited. You can't have one of those Cheesecake Factory things if you don't share it among 8 or 10 of your friends.
Yeah, it's not difficult. Pretty easy principles, and not a lot of suffering with it either. It's pretty easy to do, and most of the stuff it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. Okay, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? Some interesting stories with Gary after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thanks to YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins for support of the show weekly. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Every week at this time, it's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's our resident toxicologist with the interesting stories in his field this week. Typically, I don't let Dr. Mike do anything, but I invite Dr. Mike to pick the most interesting story he'd like Gary to cover first, but not today, because I'm going to pick it. Gary, there's a new study that shows energy drinks and liquor mean more drinking. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, this shouldn't come as a shock. And, of course, alcohol is toxic. So when you binge drink, when you get alcohol poisoning, you know, that's a concern to toxicologists. Young people, 18 to 30, were studied. 75 of them were given, get this, you know, I don't think they had trouble getting people to sign up for this story, because they were offered a double shot of vodka, some fruit in it, fruit juice in it, and then either some soda water as chaser or energy drink. And they surveyed these people before they started drinking, whether they wanted to have a drink or not, and then they surveyed them after the drink. And universally, after you had one, everybody wanted to have another one, so they got in the mood, and that's kind of like the priming effect of alcohol, and that's not surprising. But those that had the energy drink instead of the soda water chaser, those with the energy drink had significantly higher desire to come on, let's get on with it and have more drinks. The concern is a number of fold in terms of excessive alcohol drinking with energy drinks, that your energy level will stay higher, you'll be able to party longer, the sort of the sedative effects of alcohol won't set in quite as readily, and people won't feel drowsy and will want to continue drinking. Number one, and number two, this priming effect seems to be more prominent based upon this study and a study that preceded it. So not a good combination. I think young people should really be warned about overuse of alcohol, number one. And number two, the combination of caffeine and sugar and energy drinks combined with alcohol will, in some people, lead to overdrinking, alcoholism, binge drinking, et cetera. So it is a relatively new party combination out there. We should all, us toxicologists, parents, et cetera, be aware of.
Mixing energy drinks and liquor, that doesn't happen very often, right, Gary?
Oh, no, I'm sure it does. No, and, you know, we don't need more energy so we can sit around and drink more. I could see people justifying energy drinks to study harder or, you know, later in the afternoon, but even that's questionable. But to take an energy drink so you can drink more, I don't think so.
What's the deal on that little bottle of 5-Hour Energy? What do you know about that?
Well, you know, there haven't been that many cases of toxic side effects. A couple of cases where kids have loaded up with that kind of, you know, I don't want to go after one particular brand versus another, but where it can lead to palpitations. The heart gets overstimulated.
Okay. That's the first story this week. I had an interest in. Go ahead, Mike.
Let's go, Gary, to the one on Toledo's water supply and what that means to the Great Lakes and the rest of the water supply in the Northeast.
Well, this is one of those holy Toledo stories, and I don't say that lightly, because this is about Toledo, Ohio's water supply in the counties of Lucas and Fulton and another county in northwestern Ohio. 400,000 people today were told, do not drink your water. This is a major public health emergency, because if people cannot drink the water or cannot use the water for very much, that means restaurants have to close, a lot of businesses have to close, schools cannot function. If on Monday, you know, whatever schools there are in the summer, like day camps, wouldn't be able to open without potable water. So this is, you know, the governor has brought in the National Guard to try to get bottled water everywhere as it needs to go. The problem is a blue-green algae. It's actually a cyanobacterium, but it's called blue-green algae, that can bloom in the summertime in waterways. And this is, we believe, is coming from Lake Erie's influence on this drinking water supply. So surface water supplies can get algal blooms. And not all algal blooms are particularly worrisome. But in this particular case, they were sampling for what's called microcystin, which is a bacterial toxin. It attacks the liver and can cause GI distress, nausea, vomiting, neurological damage, and liver damage. So the levels were above what's considered to be a safe level. In the water this time of the year, you do expect to find trace levels, which are not typically a problem, but these levels were elevated. And so Toledo got the word out, shut down this water supply for 400,000 people based upon a blue-green algae. The solution to it is that they're going to have to wait for rain or for this algal bloom to pass. Algae bloom under just the exact right environmental conditions of temperature and water conditions, water chemistry, which will probably pass in a few days. So nature will take care of it. But in the meantime, you've got too much microcystin, a liver toxin, that could be going to 400,000 people. I know some of the water supplies there are trying to find alternative sources of water to get the plumbing back up for these people.
But Gary, would this be
a major news story?
Would this be throughout Lake Erie? In other words, Cleveland and Youngstown and even Akron get their water from Lake Erie, or is it just the specific taking it right from the top where these algal blooms are, and it won't affect the rest of the water in Lake Erie?
Yeah, no, believe me, water supplies all around the lake are testing and this time of the year, and they're not finding it. So the fact that it turned up in Toledo relative to an algal bloom specific to a local part of the lake does not mean that everybody around the lake has to worry about their water. But certainly people in Toledo do. So unfortunately, there's nothing water supplies or environmental officials can do to hold down algal blooms, except this is a nutrient density problem. So people putting fertilizers on their lawns realize that about 80 to 90% of it drains into things like Lake Erie, and only 10% goes into the grass. So overuse of fertilizers is one thing we as local residents can do to try to make sure we don't contribute to algal blooms and bad water.
Let's fit this one in before we have to go to the break in about 90 seconds. A childhood brain cancer has been linked to a father's solvent exposure. What's the solvent?
Well, it was a general survey of occupational exposure to a variety of different things like benzene and trichloroethylene, so chlorinated solvents, general petroleum-like hydrocarbon solvents, a variety of different industries. And the thing that we usually think about with brain cancer or any kind of childhood disease is coming from the mom's side. So we really carefully want to protect the 9 months of pregnancy, and even for some chemicals before you know you're pregnant, because of the long half-life of certain chemicals. These solvents have short half-lives. We usually don't think of them as being transmitted as damage from the father's side, but obviously this means if these results hold up, that you can get damage to the sperm, the DNA in the sperm, and that could possibly lead to increased rate of brain cancer, which is fairly high in children. The rates of brain cancer in children is a concern. The levels are somewhat high at that age group, so it is an ongoing thing that needs further study.
He's a great part of the show weekly. It's called What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. His website just as fabulous, whatstoxic.com. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Then we'll run through more of the top medical stories of the week. Depression has been linked to faster cognitive decline in old age. And some other interesting stuff. But yeah, five a day keeps the doctor away. What are those five? Dr. Michael Tellis coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in 15 minutes. Real Age Tip of the Week. Plus, every week, Dr. Mike has started a segment called Well Beyond Wellness, and we fit this in at about this time, I think, every week in the show. So, in that file this week, Well Beyond Wellness, what's in the file for today, Dr. Mike?
Well, the one I like best is what happened in the British National Health Service. They said this week we ought to be studying aging and learn how to live healthy longer because of its social ramifications for being able to have a society. That is, if we don't, we're going to spend everything on medical care or we're going to have rationing. And they cited some biomarkers. One of those biomarkers is telomere length. So your telomeres are the ends of your chromosomes, and they allow your chromosomes to duplicate. And the special ones that are important are the ones on your stem cells, because as long as you have new stem cells and can create new stem cells, you get to repair injuries. Well, it turns out that at the same time, there's a great article from the University of California, San Francisco geriatrics group, looking at what happened to telomeres with stress. And telomeres got shorter with stress, but they found out that if you did three things, you exercised, you ate healthy and avoided the five food felons, including simple sugars, simple syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain, plus saturated fat and trans fat, and you slept an amount that was adequate for you, if you did those three things, then stress had very little effect on your telomere length, and your telomeres actually got longer compared to other people's telomeres. So the point is, those three healthy habits trumped everything. They trumped statins, they trumped aspirin, they trumped all the other things in helping you maintain your telomeres at a long age. So Well Beyond Wellness, you get to stay well by doing a little exercise, eating healthy, and getting enough sleep every night. So that's pretty easy to do. Even Bridget can do that, right?
I think so.
Absolutely. So you do, and Joe, a little exercise included walking a golf course.
Yeah, as often as I can. 6 miles every time I go hole 1 to hole 18. So it's a good thing. I'm kind of tired at the end of the day.
So,
yeah, sure.
Bridget, you had a favorite story this week, which was what happens when you diet when you're young.
Yeah, so this is a great research study that just came out this past week, and they looked at 1,340 college-age women, and they were trying to determine whether the age that a woman starts dieting, if it's associated with any long-term consequences on her health. And not surprisingly, they found that the younger the woman starts dieting, it predicts greater problems 10 years out of college. So they asked women at baseline when they started dieting, and then they followed them for 10 years to examine their diet habits and their health later in life. They found that at an earlier age of first dieting, women that started dieting at an earlier age had an increased risk of extreme weight control behaviors 10 years later, in addition to greater alcohol consumption and misuse. And then these women also had a greater chance of being overweight or obese at the 10-year follow-up period. So they found that the younger that the woman started dieting, the higher her risk was, and they found a very wide range of when women reported dieting for the first time was as young as 3 years old, some of the participants reported. So basically the takeaway from it is that losing weight is important for good health, but it's important to do it in a balanced approach. And if you're a college-age woman, or you know college-age women or young women that are doing fad diets or participating in any kind of risky behaviors to lower their weight, it's not necessarily going to improve their health. So the key is for them, for all women and men, to learn how to get to a healthy weight by having a balanced diet and a healthy approach, and seeking out health professionals that can help with that process.
Now, one of my favorite stories this week was one on your microbiome. I'm going to come back to 4 or 5 a day, maybe in the next segment, because that was one of Joe's favorites, and we'll ask Bridget to talk about that. But mine was your microbiome. You have a bacteria inside your gut, 10 to 100 trillion, 10 times as many, 1 to 10 times as many cells as you do. And it turns out the food affected males and females differently in what happens to your microbiome. Food is very key, so eating red meat changes your microbiome in a way that gets you to produce something that causes inflammation. Even 4 ounces, more than 4 ounces a week, does that. But it turns out men and women have different responses, and the key in your microbiome is actually, and this is the key takeaway that I have from all of the stories on microbiome, is to have diversity in your bacteria is key. So what should you do? Take a different probiotic. So if you like Sustanex, take that one day. If you like kefir or a different kimchi, a fermented food, take that on Tuesday, Affirm is a different probiotic on Wednesday, a different probiotic on Thursday. They're very inexpensive, so you can buy 7 different ones, or you can buy 5 different ones and then have yogurt one day with live cultures, and kimchi one day with live cultures, or kefir, whatever you like. But this is a way of getting a variety of different bacteria, and for both men and women, that technique, that is having different bacteria from different probiotics, seems to keep the diversity in your bacteria, which is key to you staying as healthy as possible. So that's my takeaway, if you will, the big, both Well Beyond Wellness segment 2 or idea 2, and the most important idea of the week from the data we got. Okay, one more important piece of data, and Joe, I'm going to turn it back to you, but why don't you talk about what does 4 or 5 have to do with health? Bridget?
Well, Go ahead, Joe. Well, I was just going to, I'm deferring to her because she probably knows what they are and I don't. Go ahead, Bridget.
Joe, you can take a guess.
Well, it's an apple. That's always been the standard, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Right, yeah.
So I got 1 out of 4. So fill me in on the other 4, if apple's one of them.
Well, I'm assuming that we're talking about the study that came out about how 5 a day, 5 servings
yes.
of fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
So the study came out this past week. It was a huge study that included it was an analysis of 16 studies and involved over 830 people. And they found that what we've known for a while is accurate, that increasing your intake of fruits and vegetables to 5 servings a day is associated with disease prevention, specifically with heart disease and cancer, and a reduced risk of early death. So there was a study that came out last year that found that people who ate 7 portions of fruits and vegetables reduced their risk of premature death by 10%. This study, on the other hand, which was a larger study and it included more, they found that actually only 5 servings are necessary in order to get the protective factors that you want from fruits and vegetables. So it's important to increase your intake of fruits and vegetables to 5 servings a day to reduce your risk of heart disease and cancer.
All right,
so Joe, we should just say that the average American gets 1.6 servings a day, so we've got a long way to go to get there.
Got some making up to do. All right, coming up after the break, the other day when Phil Mickelson finished his round at the tournament in Ohio, he fist-bumped his playing partners. Now, why do you think he did that? He fist-bumped them. Dr. Mike will explain that, and the Real Age Tip of the Week for the week coming up, too, in about 8 minutes. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this power
powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, yesterday at the professional golf tournament in Ohio going on this week, Phil Mickelson, at the end of his round on Friday, congratulated acknowledged everybody else that he played with the round of golf for the day. And he did a fist bump. He didn't do a handshake. He did a fist bump. Dr. Mike, now why in the world would he give his fellow players a fist bump?
Well, in addition to it showing friendship, which we always want to show, he had normally shaken hands. But he's on a immunosuppressant, so he wants to get less bacteria exposure. And the fist bump this week showed that it has 1/20th of the transfer of bacteria that a handshake does. Handshake is both longer and more skin, so you get more bacteria transferred. In fact, if you shake hands with someone, they shake hands with the next person, the fourth person still down the line gets your bacteria. Fist bump, after one person, you have so little bacteria transferred that you don't. It's 1/20th, as opposed to a high five gives you half of it. It's about the same amount of contact, but a lower time by doing the high five. So high five better than a handshake, and fist bump the best way to keep healthy, especially during cold and flu season, in addition to washing your hands.
What do you do when you greet somebody?
Oh, I always have done I've done fist bumps for probably the last 10 years, Joe, so what can I say?
So you greet somebody with a fist bump, not a handshake. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very few people can pull off Dr. Froisen's style.
I got to see that again. I think I may have seen you do that a couple of years ago. In the Catholic faith, we have something in the Mass called the sign of faith. It's almost near the end of the Mass, and at what point the priest says, let us all offer the sign of peace. Sign of peace is what it is. And then everybody turns around and shakes everybody's hand. I do not do that anymore. After one time, we were standing up, and the priest said, let us offer the sign of peace. Just before the person in front of me went to shake my hand, he rubbed his hand across his nostrils and then turned to me and gave me his hand. I said, hey, go to this guy, okay? maybe you can do it. I won't
so
do it.
Gross.
Oh, now I'm not the Pope, but I think they should stop that. I mean, they should, you know, that's... They do in areas in the wintertime when we have high concentrations of flu, but if it were up to me and I lived in the Vatican, I would probably eliminate that gesture.
Then you just feel rude, and it's like you're not trying to be rude, you just don't want to get sick.
You know, in the wintertime, you go to congregations, it doesn't have to be the mask, it could be any religious congregation. How many, in the wintertime, or any time, how many people are coughing, right, or sneezing?
Everyone.
And then you want to shake their hand, it's not for me anymore. Let's talk about this before we go to the real age tip, I guess. Dr. Mike, runners live longer than the rest of us. Why is that?
Well, this was a very interesting study because they looked at people who were running and they looked at their how long they lived. I think, as I remember this, and I'm going to have to dig the study up again, that if, as I remember it, they looked at a whole mess of people, and the people who were runners on average lived about 3 years longer. That's right, they lived 3 years longer than the people who were not runners. And that's exactly what, in fact, when we did the real age calculations, we were going to say it was 3.3 years from just running. This was a study of 55,000 adults between 18 and 100 during a 15-year period. 3,400 of those people died, and the runners had a 30% lower risk of death, 45% lower risk of death from heart disease or stroke. On the average, it was exactly as we calculated real age running, that is doing cardiovascular exercise as opposed to walking or doing strength training. Walking and strength training have extra benefits, but running was about a three-year benefit. Total benefit from all three components of exercise, 8.1 years for men, 9 years for women.
All right, I can fit another one in. Brown fat. What can you tell us about brown fat? I guess it's beneficial.
Well, brown fat stimulates, that is, brown fat is different than white fat. White fat's a storage fat. Brown fat is a metabolic fat where you, as you activate it, you lose weight. So it's much better to have more brown fat or to grow more brown fat. That shows that you can, in fact, lose weight by using your fat up. And so brown fat is stored in the cold. So if you get exposed to cold, you will store fat as brown fat, which, as I said, is much more metabolically active, and you get to lose weight with it.
Good. One more before the tip. Trees save 850 lives every year. How so?
And that's because they remove pollution. So trees are great friends, and they help keep our environment healthy. So when you look at what is the benefit of having trees in your neighborhood, well, the more trees you have, the better the air and the more purified it is. You know, there's some extra plants. Golden pathos is one of those that clears the air extra well. But in fact, trees are one of the things that do it in general. And the goal in trees is to not only save deaths, which is, I think, 850 a year, but they save a lot of people from hospital days relating to lung disease.
And those are most of the big medical news stories of the week. We covered them all, but one thing to do, it's time for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this week's Real Age Tip of the Week is on tea. Yes, during hot days of summer, or what we call the dog days of summer, or any time, few things are as refreshing as a glass of cold iced tea. You can buy pre-made varieties, but it's easiest to brew your own and much more beneficial for you. Brewed tea is a fantastic source of polyphenols, which reduce your risk of developing a whole host of ailments, cancer, heart disease, all of the biggies, including immune disease and, in fact, autoimmune disease. But the best thing is to brew your own instead of buying bottled varieties. Bottled teas have far lower levels of polyphenols. In one comparison, the best store brand had 81 milligrams per 16-ounce bottle. The worst had just 3. Brewing home teas has 50 to 150 milligrams per cup. So home brewed teas, just 8 ounces, has 50 to 150 milligrams, much better. The real age benefit? You'll get by just having 3 cups of tea, your real age will be at least 1.7 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you for listening to the show here today. For Dr. Mike and Sonar, our studio engineer, and Bridget, who checked in today, thank you for being part of the show, and thank you for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.